Kasia Kostelski is the communications manager for BASF Ag Solutions Canada. She joins us on the line today. Kasia, thank you very much for joining us. The Growing Home with BASF promotion was underway in the last little while. Winners have been announced. First of all, as a little bit of an icebreaker, may I ask, what is the promotion entailing?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, thank you for having me, Keith. Really appreciate it. Growing Home with BASF, what it is it's our marquee community investment program, and it started back in 2023. And so it gave farmers and their rural communities essentially, you know, they're the heartbeat of Canada, and this program offers them a chance to highlight and support the organizations that make a positive impact in the communities that they're a part of. And what was really exciting is new this year, 12 organizations across Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Ontario were recognized and awarded with funds to support their work in the communities. And so first place received $25,000, second place received $10,000, and then third place received $5,000. And that rung true for each of those provinces.
And that was actually pretty nice, especially for the fact that we got the information that Eaglesham's Ag Society was a third place winner in Alberta. How much does that say for BASF, especially to really small town and small jurisdiction places like Eaglesham to be recognized like that?
Totally. So like I said, this program really is about supporting those rural communities because, again, they are the heartbeat of Canada, and that's where our customers are, that's where our employees are, and so it's a way for us to recognize them. And, Eaglesham and District Ag Society won third place, taking home $5,000. And it's just a really special way to recognize those small communities and have our local reps be involved and make that connection in person. It is really awesome to see.
The promotion started in 2023. Here we are in 2025. How much feedback and popularity has been received with the promotion? And as far as growth is concerned, how much has it grown for this program?
Yeah, so this program has received so much positive feedback, Keith. Like, it truly fills my heart with so much gratitude. Right from its inception, we were honestly blown away by the engagement and the support. We were not expecting it to kind of be as big as it has been. In 2023, in its inaugural year, we received just over 400 nominations, which, again, like, blew my mind. We were not expecting that. I was kind of thinking, you know, maybe we'll get 100. Over 400. And then this year we received over 600 nominations, which last year was about the same. But just to see the amount of engagement and people kind of clinging on to this program is awesome. And it obviously goes to show how important stuff like this is in the community. I love to be able to see this engagement increase year over year. It's truly awe-inspiring.
Does the program benefit more the youth, or does it benefit everybody?
So it benefits everybody. The program benefits, you know, all rural communities, so youth and adults alike, depending, of course, on the focus of the organizations that win. The impact may look a little bit different, but I would say overall, each organization, it goes back to supporting and building safe and healthy communities and, of course, tying it back to Canadian agriculture, which is exactly what this program is all about.
I'm thinking you're not part of the judging committee, but just in case you are, in your mind here, Kasia, how difficult do you think it is to choose from the hundreds of applications and nominations that BASF receives?
Yeah, I'll speak for the teams that go through this process, and oh my gosh, is it difficult. It is quite a rigorous process. So we've got, like I said, we had over 600 nominations this year. So that's a lot of things, of nominations to go through and read through, which again, like some of them are tearjerkers, and it is quite special. But we've got subcommittees across each of the Prairie Province in Ontario, and it's a team of about 5 or 6 people that then review each of those nominations, and they've got a judging rubric to kind of reference, and that determines who our finalists are for the voting stage. So then once the subcommittees have identified that top three, the rest is really up to Canadians. And the voting phase is about a 2-week period, open to the public, of course, as long as they're the legal age of majority in their province. Canadians get to place their votes online for who they feel should win the grand prize. That is kind of the fun part of this program, is just seeing the community rally together during that voting phase. Some organizations really go all out, and it's so awesome to see.
Good point. On the other side of the coin, how much fun is it to say to the winners, hey, you've won?
Yeah, that it's so special, Keith. I honestly, like, it brings tear to my eyes just like even talking about it. But I for sure cried or teared up nearly every time I pick up the phone to let people know where the program finished. And I will say it's definitely reciprocated on the other side of the phone as well. It is extremely special. And obviously, some of these funds go a really long way for these communities, and it's super appreciated. And again, it just fills us with so much gratitude to be able to support our communities in this way.
When is the next round starting for 2026?
Yeah, so we typically start it, this year we started it in February. I think it was like February 4th. And we're trying to kind of hit that sweet spot of just before seeding season, just so that, folks aren't too busy around that time. And then I would say all in all, it's about a 2-month process from once nominations open and then to the point that we announce the winners. And then it kind of carries on throughout the rest of the year, because we then start planning community celebrations for each of the first place winners, as a bit of like a surprise and delay. And those typically take place over the end of the summer into the fall, kind of as harvest is wrapping up. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of like a year-long program, which is really nice. But for 2026, you can likely expect it to be in that kind of early Q1 again.
With the success you had, how optimistic are you to see this promotion grow even further than it has been over the past couple of years?
Oh, I hope so. That's the fun of it, right? And it's so special. Again, like I said, over 600 nominations, like that's a big number. And then the voting numbers, like we get over 100,000 votes each year, and that's individual people that are taking time out of their day to place a vote for one of these organizations. And so that I would love to continue to see that number grow as it kind of gains a bit more momentum and traction within communities here.
Kasia Kostelski is the Communications Manager for BASF Ag Solutions Canada. Kasia, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Keith.